ربي مليكي فؤاد اتصل فذاق الأمان وحاز الأمان حياتي أضاءت وقلبي سما طريقي تجلى ونورك تمل
بربي مليكي فؤاد اتصل.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. When on our program, when ayatu fi qalbi, the verse of the Quran which is in your heart, and what comes across to you when you're reciting, and you might be memorizing the whole Quran, and yet still you find something every day that will just stick with you, and you say, oh, that's so sweet, and it's really in my heart. And this is what we're going to be talking about right now. And by the way, my name is Yusuf Estes, and I'm happy to be with you right now and share this which is in my heart. One of the very last of the revelations that came with the Quran is the Surah An-Nasr. According to some of the scholars of Islam, they say this was the very last thing revealed as far as a complete surah or chapter of the Quran. This is in the very end of the Quran in Juz'Amah. And the whole entire surah is something like this. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إذ جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. I want to tell you a little story about this surah. It seems that Omar radiallahu anhu had a gathering around him one time in an area where there were quite a few people. And some of them, they were complaining to Omar about this young boy being there. They said, you know, why he's in this circle with us, we're the elders and so on, and this young boy's here. So Omar radiallahu anhu asked them, tell me what is the meaning of this surah? What is the meaning of the surah, the one that you just heard me recite, on Nasr? And they said what means, like in English, well, something like, when the help of Allah comes, when the victory comes, and you see the opening or the victory, and the people are coming into the religion of Islam in big crowds, afwaja. So, hymn the praises of your Lord, remembering God and thanking Him, and then making tawbah or repentance, always repentance to Him. And each one of them had some kind of a take on that, similar to what we just said. Then Omar asked this boy, tell them, what did Allah mean? What did Allah mean in revealing this surah? And surprisingly, the boy told them it means the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, in Arabic, death is maut or kittel, to kill, and that word is not anywhere in there. And Prophet is Rasul or Nabi or Muhammad sallam or Ahmed, but none of these words are anywhere even close to what we heard in the surah. Let's listen to the surah again and see if maybe you can figure it out. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Idha jaa'a nasrullahi wal fath. Wa ra'aita an-nasa yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfirhu innahu kana tawwaba. So we didn't hear anything, did we? There's nothing about Muhammad in there, is it? No? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nothing about death, nothing about killing or dying? Or how did we get this? Why this boy said this is to signify The death of the prophet. The prophet says someone will die. And that's his finish. And then Omar said something amazing. Radiallahu anhu. He said, I don't know anything other than what this boy said. Now, what do we take from that? It means he's endorsing. He knew what the boy was going to say. And he said, I don't know anything except this. And the people were really puzzled. And then they figured it out. It means that no one can say Allah means this, Allah means that, to give their own ta'wil or their own tafsir of the Quran without proper knowledge from Allah. And that comes by way of one person and one person only. The one who the Quran was sent to is also the one who can give the ta'wil, the explanation, and the understanding of the Quran. And that's only Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody else. So if he tells you it means something, that's what it meant. No matter what you thought you heard, that doesn't matter what you thought you understood. What it matters, if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it, that's what it meant. And in this case, this young boy understood that. And of course, Omar radiallahu anhu endorsed it. Now, would you like to know the name of that young boy? His name was Abdullah. Have you figured out who we're talking about? Anybody know who we're talking about? No. Guess again. Abdullah. Very famous. One of the biggest scholars for the Quran at the time of Rasul and Omar radiallahu anhu. Abbas. Exactly. Abdullah bin Abbas. Now, when you understand this, you have a comprehension of the depth now that the Quran has no bottom, it has no top. It's wide, it's beyond your comprehension, really, to know everything about the Quran. That's why we constantly study and go back to it and study more, read more and learn more from the people that were there and heard from the Prophet Muhammad in that 23 odd years that the Quran was being revealed. So what we understand from all of this is simply don't give a meaning to the Quran without having a source. It must come from the Prophet ﷺ, the Quran itself, and that will be where we'll take our meaning from. We're not going to take the meanings from somebody who said, I had a dream, I have these crispy feelings, or today we're modern, so we're going to give a different interpretation to the Quran. In fact, that's what the people before us did with the manuscripts, with the scrolls, with the revelations that came before. Since the time of Abraham, Moses, Dawood, David, Suleiman, Solomon, and Jesus Christ, peace be upon all of them, they came with a message about who to worship and how to worship Him, the purpose of our life. So, is to worship God on His terms. How would it be if we try to make up our own religion? Now, here comes a real short ayah from the Quran, and maybe you'll grow to love this one as much as I do. We're going to jump back now to the very early part of the Quran. This is in the second juz of the Quran. Am I right? I hope I'm right. And anyway, it's in Surah Al-Imran in the very beginning. It's ayah number 19, chapter 3. In Adina, in the Lahil Islam. That's short, isn't it? That's the ayah. In Medina, in the Lahir Islam. What does it mean? Translation often says, verily, for sure, certainly, the religion with Allah is Islam. But I like to give a better understanding in English by translating all of the words. Because you left two words, you left them in the Arabic language. One of the words is Allah. And the other word, and obviously that's an Arabic word, and then the other word is Islam. Now, Allah is not hard to explain. I can say God Almighty, whose name is Allah. So, Allah is what God is. He's God. But Allah, that's his name. So we can explain that quickly. But then what about the word Islam? And I use this short little ayah to help people know what Islam is and help them get into Islam. It means surrender, submission, obedience, sincerity, and peace. All of these words are in the same word, Islam, and they all have to be present at the same time. It doesn't mean, like in some things you could say, or it means, no, it means and. First of all, you have to surrender to Allah, and you have to obey Allah, and you have to submit to His commandments, and you have to be sincere, and you have to be in peace with Allah no matter what He gives you. So if you truly believe in Allah, and you really want to serve Him, and you say, here, Lord, is my heart, my qalb, here for you, qalbi, this is my heart, I'm giving it to you, Allah, take it, and then you have a difficulty, you don't blame Allah. Let me digress, just 1 second, I want you to think about this. I hear this a lot from people. Somebody just said today, said, why should I believe in God? Because if there's a God, then why did my aunt or my sister get cancer and die? Well, what do you mean? Yeah, because this person shouldn't die. One of the things, if you think about this, we should all understand and we should all know this immediately. You know what that is? Everybody's going to die. Even Allah said it in the Quran, "Kullu nafsin da'ikatul maut." Everybody's going to die. You're not going to live forever. So if you understand that, you know you will die sometime, who are you to tell God when is the time or how is the way? And by the way, sometimes in suffering before death, a person can get their sins forgiven and go to paradise. You didn't think about that. I'll give you an example about that. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he told us if somebody dies from a long fall or drowning, a woman in childbirth, a disease of some kind, that all of these things are a good indication this person is going to be like a martyr on the day of judgment and be in a very high status with God. So, you know, somebody could die in a car wreck. Somebody could die of old age. But for sure, every person will die. Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, he died. According to Christians, they said Jesus died. So what is the problem here? Just you didn't like it. You're saying, I don't like the way God does stuff. Well, if you like it, you think you can run it better, take over the universe and see what you can do with it. In the meantime, don't disbelieve simply because you don't like something. Sometimes we don't always like what happens, but we are in surrender to Allah, so we submit to Allah, we obey Allah, we're sincere with Allah, and then here comes the last one, where you have to be in peace with whatever He gives you. And that's the meaning of the verse. Now let's go back and look at the verse again. In Medina, in the Dhahir al-Islam, for sure, the only way of life that God is going to accept from you is this surrender to Him, obedience to Him, sincerity with Him, and be in peace. And before I sign off, there's one last thing I'd like to point out to you. When we said sincerity, the word Islam has the word sincerity in it. Can you spread sincerity by force? Let me repeat that. Can you spread sincerity by force? Suppose somebody said, I want you to love me. I want you to really love me. And be like, yeah, right. Can you force that? Could you? No. And it's in the word. Islam means sincere. It has to come from me. Nobody can force me. So you can't spread love by a sword or a hand grenade or a bomb, true or false. Therefore, you also could never have spread Islam by a sword, a hand grenade, or a bomb. Whatever is coming out of a person's heart for their Lord, you could never get between that. And that's why we always say the guidance is from Almighty God. And that's between the person and his Lord. So I'm going to end by making a little prayer for you and me both. It's a prayer right from the Quran. Beautiful prayer. I'll say it in Arabic, but I'll give you the meaning. We say, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanan wa fil akhirati hasanan wa qina adhaban nar. And the meaning of this is, we say, our Lord, give us good in this life. Our Lord, give us good in the next life. And save us from the punishment of the fire. Ameen. Until next time, Jesus Festus reminding you to keep this in your heart, this beautiful Quran in your heart, in the cold. Assalamu alaikum.
لربي مليك فؤاد اتصل فذاق الأمان وحاز الأمان حياتي أضاءت وقلبي سما طريقي تجلى ونورك تمل لربي مليك فؤاد اتصل فذاق الأمان